Thank you so much for joining us on the River City Church podcast. If you're blessed by this message today, we would love to hear from you. Check out our website at rivercitychurch.cc and let us know what God is doing in your life. If you would like to support this ministry financially, click the giving link on our website and choose the best option for you. Thank you again for joining us today. We hope you enjoy the message.
My name is Patrick Donahue, and welcome to River City Church. It's an honor to be with you tonight. And let's just give the Lord a hand clap again tonight. I'm so glad. I think Jared said something about Happy New Year. Man, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great 2018. I'm excited. I'm excited about Seek Week. We're going to talk about that in just one second. But right now, man, I want to pray for our pastors. He's not here tonight, a little under the weather. And it's that time of year it's that time of year that typically sometimes that stuff can happen, but I'm saying that stuff's going to pass over their household, and it's not going to touch your household either. Amen. Let's lift them up and let's pray for them. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you would just touch the Gibson household right now. Heal them, lift them up. Father God, I thank you, Lord, they're healed whole and healthy now from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Nothing broken, nothing missing, healed whole and healthy in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice, I thank you, Lord, that we don't go through a flu season. I thank you, Lord, we're healthy day in and day out. I thank you, Lord, any physical need right now that's in the room, just go ahead and lift your hand if you need physical need. I thank you, Lord, by faith, Lord, they're healed now in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, you'd reach out to them, and you know their need right now. And I thank you again, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, healed, whole, and healthy now in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Tiffany was just talking about it on the announcements, Seek Week, and I'm super excited about it. I talked and shared a little bit about it on Sunday morning, and really when Pastor Brian brought it to the staff so many weeks or months ago, whatever it was, he kind of gave us the outline. Okay, we're going to do this thing called Seek Week, and as soon as he said Seek Week, man, I'm telling you, something in my spirit just jumped. And I just became, you know, super really excited about what's going to happen this coming week. And I hope you do too. And so really, Tiffany just kind of broke it down. But really, again, just in a nutshell, a week of seeking God, seeking out what God wants from us in 2018. And we're going to be intentional about it. So we're going to meet like we do every morning via Facebook at 6:30. We're going to have additional corporate prayer on Facebook every day at noon. So you can jump back on at noon. And then in the evening, Monday through Friday, special services, just like tonight. You can come here Monday through Friday. We're going to have worship. We're going to have a time of prayer and an encouraging word by Pastor Brian and Pastor Jesse the whole week. And so it's going to be great. And it's going to be great that we're doing those things, because we're also doing a corporate fast during that time. Anybody ever done a fast? Anybody ever started a fast? Lots of hands. Anybody ever finish a fast? Less hands, right? I'll be the first one to admit, man, the first several times I tried to fast, it's like, okay, I'm going to fast 100 days. No, 30 days. No, 7 days. No, an hour. You know what I mean? He's like, you back it off, and you keep adjusting. And so what I would encourage you to do then, and talking about fast, is because we're going to start it, it's just going to be 7 days. Say 7 days. You can make it for 7 days. I promise you. Even tonight, I'm walking in, coming in from a car, and it's like 25 degrees. It's still cold, but comparatively, the last few days, it feels like a heat wave outside, right? It feels good. It's amazing how fast you can acclimate, and I promise you, you'll survive for 7 days. You can do it. And so talking about the fast, I'll say this. There are several ways to fast if you've never fasted. Several ways to fast. You can do a complete fast. You can do water fast. You can do a liquid fast. You can do a Daniel fast. Pastor Brian's going to talk about these a little bit more in detail on Sunday. But look some of those up. Find something that's right for you. I'll say this for health reasons. Don't put yourself at risk. You know, be smart about it. So don't put yourself behind the eight ball health wise by doing something you shouldn't do. But most of us we can fast, right? Most of us for health reasons we don't have those limitations, and so consider what you want to give up food wise. Fasting TV does not count as a fast. Somebody say amen. Fasting stuff you'll never eat, that's not a fast. Okay? Doesn't do me good if I fast asparagus. I'm never going to eat it. So it doesn't. I'm not showing God. I'm really pressing in. And that's the whole point of the fast, is to go next level and say, hey, Lord, I'm really pressing in. I'm seeking you in a new level because I want to see you operate in a new level in my life. I want to see breakthrough. Bible talks about that. That is good. Amen. The Bible talks about that. It says, talks about Jesus. Jesus is talking to some of the disciples. The disciples just came back and had prayed for a man, and they prayed with him. He was demon possessed, and they couldn't cast the demon out of the guy, right? And so they go back to the teacher. They go back to Jesus, and they say, "Teacher, why could we not cast that demon out of that man?" And he said, "Well, those only come out by prayer and fasting." That's what he told them. So that tells me, hey, there are some breakthroughs we will never get. We will never climb those certain mountains. We will never get certain breakthroughs. We will never break certain strongholds unless we commit to prayer and fastings. And fasting. Some kind only come out through prayer and fasting. So whatever the stronghold is, maybe that's had a hold of you for maybe a season or two, or for several seasons. Whatever breakthrough you're looking for, maybe you've fought for that thing, you've prayed for that thing before, but you just haven't seen it. Maybe you just need to add fasting to the equation. And I'm believing that 2018 and this season is your season for breakthrough. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for breakthrough. Amen. We're going to see some breakthrough. And so what I would encourage you to do is to raise your level of expectation. We had a series that we did a few years ago. I think it was just called Exceed. And it was built on that one scripture. You know, we serve a God who can do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or imagine. So he's the type of a God that can do more than we can even think he can do. We can't even come up with what he can do, right? His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts higher than our thoughts. So he's that kind of a God. So as best we can, we need to start thinking of God and having an expectation of God of that type of a thing. He's going to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even think or ask or even know to pray for. That's why we want to pray in the Holy Spirit, right? Pray those perfect prayers. And so even if you think the mountain in your life right now is insurmountable, even if you think, man, I got a doctor's report and that thing is final and there's no way, in the natural that thing can be overcome, I'm telling you, we serve a God that's bigger than that doctor's report. We serve a God that's bigger than your financial statement. We serve a God that's bigger than your social status. Man, he can take you farther, faster than you could ever believe. And so that's why we've got to raise our expectation. And I remember a few years ago, Tiffany and I went and saw this comedian. And I don't even know if he's ever said he's a Christian, but he's clean and he's funny, so we like him. And so we went to go see him one day, and we've seen him several times since. And but the first time we ever saw him, we sat behind a row of like these college kids. And it was funny because they knew every joke this guy was going to say, almost like you would know like song lyrics to a song. He would start off a bit and he'd say, "So, I go to this concert," and they would just die laughing before he even got to the joke because they knew what he was going to say. And he'd get to the punchline, they'd die laughing even more because it was so funny. And I'll admit, that's the most I've ever laughed at any kind of a comedian, a movie, anything like that. I mean, just belly laughing, couldn't catch my breath laughing. And we really had a good time with it. And anyway, so we got back in the car, we started going back home. And just to show you this, too, God spoke to me on the ride home. And it doesn't always have to be this super uber spiritual moment for God to speak to you and show you things. I went to a secular comedian, and God started speaking to me after the thing was over. And I was just thinking about, man, that was so funny. Man, I've never laughed so hard in my life. And then God just a simple question. He's like, "Well, was it that funny, or did people expect to laugh?" And so then I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, okay, that's pretty incredible, right? So you go into an auditorium full of people, a few thousand people. Everybody plans for funny, right? They make plans on their calendar. They pay for funny. They pay tickets. They get there early. They get their seats. They're ready. They expect funny. And so what happens? Funny, right? They expect to laugh, and what do? They laugh. Man, they amplify that by, you know, a few thousand. Imagine what we could do corporately. If we came together corporately, fasting and praying, seeking God, and say, Lord, I expect you to move in a mighty way. I'm going to see you move in a mighty way. I wonder what would happen. Do you think God can move in a mighty way here at River City Church? I believe he can. And so I just encourage you. Let's raise our expectation. Let's believe, man, God's gonna move in this church. God's gonna move in me. God's gonna move in my life. And so the Seek Week, it starts on Sunday. So what I would encourage you between now and Sunday, if you haven't already, go ahead and begin to think, what am I gonna seek God for? What am I gonna fast for? What am I gonna pray about? What do I want out of 2018? And, you know, I shared this last time. You know, I heard a preacher out of Texas say this little saying. He said it was from Texas. I think it's from everywhere. He just claimed it. But he said, we got to say it in Texas. And it goes like this. He says, if you do what you always did, you'll get what you always got. And so if you want 2018 to be different, I just encourage you, let's do something different, right? Let's press in. Let's fast. Let's pray. Let's seek God at a new level. Amen. And so I want to give you some faith steps to put our faith into action. Let's put our faith into action. I'm going to share just a short scripture out of Philippians 3. First scripture I'll share is out of Philippians 3, verse 1. And it says this. It says, further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. I love that he says that. It's no trouble for me to write the same things to you again. It's a safeguard to you. It's going to help you. Pastor Brian was talking about that very thing on Sunday morning. He's talking about, hey, you know, it doesn't always have to be this new revolutionary, revealing type of a message that you get every Sunday morning. Sometimes it's the nuts and bolts of it, right? Sometimes it's this is what I need to do to stay in my walk with God, to further my walk with God. And so we feel like at the church, we feel like we've kind of condensed them to what we would call the daily habits of a disciple. We've talked about them before. We'll talk about them again. We talk about them in Starting Point. And I'll just say this, if you've never been to Starting Point, if you've been to the church just a little bit, maybe you're pretty new, maybe you're newer, and you've never been there, we have that class coming up here in just a couple of weeks. You can sign up for it online or at the info booth. And basically, it's going to cover some of what we're going to cover tonight, nuts and bolts of what we believe what as Christians, how to put our faith in action, how to grow in our walk with the Lord, how to help others grow, how to help the church grow, and how to get connected here at the church. All of those things you can find at Starting Point. So if you haven't been to that, man, I highly encourage you to check that out. And so another scripture I want to share out of Philippians 3, I'm gonna jump down chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. It says this, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Verse 13. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, love this, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Verse 14, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. It's one of my favorite scriptures to recite and to remind myself, because there's a worldly saying that would say something like this, well, I can forgive, but I'll never forget, right? I'll move on, but man, that hurt from the past, that thing from the past, it's always going to have a hold on me. It's always going to have a stain, you know, in my life because of that. Well, that's what the world says, right? That's the worldly saying. The Bible says that forgetting what is behind. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind, leaving that thing in the past, and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So I just want to encourage you tonight that you can let go of that thing. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't operate in wisdom because of that thing, right? We don't have to just keep walking into the same issue and you know, we're wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We can still operate in wisdom, but we don't have to be shackled by that thing anymore. We can let go of the past and press on toward what is ahead, toward the prize that we have in Christ Jesus. And so that's part of what Seek Week is letting go of the past, letting go of 2017, pressing on to what God has for us in 2018. And so that's part of why we want to do it. It's part of why my spirit man jumped when Pastor Brian talked about it, because, man, it's such a tone setter for the entire year. And so what we would talk about, you know, daily habits of a disciple, they're just that. They're daily habits, things we need to do every single day. We've just started a new year. So let this be like this yearly, a year-long declaration that you have. Man, I'm going to commit to these things every single day for this year. And I promise you, when you begin 2019, you will be a completely different person. Imagine, think of that. You think right now, hey man, I wish God would do this. Man, I really want God to do that. Imagine in 2019, your future self. Man, imagine what testimonies your future self is going to have because of the groundwork you're putting in right now. Believe in God that God's going to move in your life. Believe in God and doing the groundwork to do that, right? And doing these daily habits of a disciple. So I'm going to cover those. So you may have heard them before. Man, you're going to hear them again because we're going to get these things down and we're going to commit to these things and we're going to see God move in a mighty way. So daily habits of a disciple, and disciple does sound like a weighty word, but it just means if you're a disciple of Jesus, it means you're a follower of Jesus. So as a follower of Jesus, a disciple of Jesus, things we can do every single day. First thing we can do is commit to a local church. Commit to a local church. The Bible says in Psalm 92:13, it says this, says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of your God. I know Pastor Jesse, it's one of her favorite scriptures. Those who are planted in the house, they flourish in the courts of our God. The easiest visual I can get for that is, and I've given it before, but the easiest one I can get for that is, you plant in a garden. Right? If you plant something and you uproot that thing and you plant it again, you uproot it, you plant it again, you uproot it, you plant it again, you uproot it, that thing is never going to really develop a deep root system, right? Now that plant, it will still produce fruit, but it will not produce the fruit it was intended to produce because it doesn't have the root system it was intended to have. Okay, so you can still produce fruit, but still not be where you need to be. Same thing in your walk with the Lord. Man, you can hop, skip, and jump all around. But man, if you'll get plugged in and planted, the Bible says, not me, not Pastor Jesse, not Pastor Brian, the Bible says that's where you will flourish. So committing to and getting plugged into the local church, man, it's such a massive thing. And really, not getting just committed to the local church where you're just here, but there's a huge transition at some point. If you haven't already got there, I believe in 2018 is going to be your year to have this transition where instead of us just being at church and just consuming, and consuming all the things of God, which is a good thing and which we all need to do really until the day we die, because God's never done with us, right? We're never going to reach this level of uber super Christendom where we will have known everything and done everything and just, we don't need to learn anymore, right? We don't need to push in anymore. If we're at that point, that means we don't need God anymore, and we're never going to get at that point, right? So at some level, we're going to need to consume the things of God always. But at some point, also, instead of it just being about me and consuming the things of God and getting spiritually fat, you know, for lack of a better term, I need to put my faith in action. Instead of just consuming, I need to help contribute. And so I can help the person that hasn't walked through the door yet know the same Jesus that took me from a mess and set me up on a rock. And so there are other people. You probably can think of them. You probably hung out with them the last several weeks. People in your family, friends, coworkers at Christmas parties, Christmas functions, right? You can think of people. You probably had conversations about with people and about these very things. Hey, do you know Christ? Do you know Jesus? Do you know what he's done in my life? Man, there are people in and around your life that need to know the Christ that saved you. And so let's not just consume the things of God. Let's help contribute and help make church happen for someone else. Amen? Amen. So first thing we can do is commit to a local church. Second thing we can do is giving of yourself. Giving of yourself. What we teach on at River City Church and at Starting Point is the three T's of giving. Giving of your time, your talent, and your treasure. Give of your time by doing what you're doing right now. By doing what you're going to do during Seek Week. Setting aside time. Making room for God. Man, I'm telling you, if Alabama, I'm a big Alabama football fan, you know. If Alabama is going to play, they play next Monday night in the national championship game, by the way. Believe you me, I'm going to make time to watch that game, right? And if I can't watch it, I'm on DVR it and watch it later. And so if you'll just make time for the Lord, make time to pray, make time to encounter Him, make time to be here at church, make time to be under the teaching and the authority. And that's really what that is. It's not just being here. Just being here doesn't really do anything. I mean, anybody can just walk in, sit on the back row, and then just walk back out and not really get anything. But if you'll get here, press in, be intentional, and say, Lord, I want to seek you, man. The Bible says if you'll knock on the door, what's He going to do? He's going to open it. Bible says if you'll ask of Him, He'll answer. Bible says if you'll seek Him, you'll find Him. And the Bible also says that He's a rewarder of those that would diligently seek Him. So if you'll keep knocking and you'll keep showing up and you'll keep asking, man, you're going to find Him and He's going to reward you for your diligence. And so I'm believing, man, again, 2018, Seek Week is what it's all about. We're going to find the Lord at a brand new level. But giving of yourself, giving of your time, being here, giving of your talents, that's serving. Man, I'm telling you, you have a gift and a skill set that's unique to you. And it's what God wants to use to impact the world around you. And so I would just encourage you with this. Don't be selfish with your gift. If you can sing, man, let's sing. I can't sing, so I'm not going to do it. But man, if you can serve, if you can host, if you can serve somewhere, if you can serve in youth, I'm looking for people now. What can you do, Johnny? If you can sing, whatever it is, if you're back in the media booth, thank you guys for working back there. There's a production room you can't even see. Guys working hard back there. Our kids workers. Loving on our kids back there, taking care of our kids, teaching them and training them up. Man, whatever it is, whatever gift, skill set that you have, don't be stingy with that thing. Give of that thing. Give of your time, give of your talent, and give of your treasure. We already talked and covered that. Jared did just a moment ago, talking about the tithe and the offering. Man, I'm going to honor God with my whole life. I'm not going to hold anything back from Him, including my finances. And so I'm going to tithe, I'm going to give offerings, and I'm going to help fund the church. I'm going to help the church go further. So that there can still be a church to save wrecks like me. Man, I'm so glad that there wasn't like a cutoff point when people in the church that I grew up in said, you know what, we've saved enough, we've done enough, we've had enough church. We don't need to give anymore. We're fine just the way we are. I'm glad they didn't stop where they were and they still made a place for Patrick to hear about Jesus, to get out of hell and to get into heaven. There's other people like that. So thank you for those that help fund the church, make the church go further, faster. And I believe we're going to be a generous people. We're going to be generous with our time, our talents, and our treasure. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap for that. Amen. Giving of yourself. Giving of yourself. So daily habits of a disciple. We're going to commit to a local church. We're going to give of ourselves. And then third thing we're going to do, fellowship with the Spirit of God. Fellowship with the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity. And the scripture, John 14:26, I'll just share this. It says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance that I had said to you. And what I love about the Holy Spirit is he's just that. He's a helper and a coach. And if we'll do our daily habits, I'm kind of foreshadowing what number four is, the daily habit. which is Bible study and prayer. But if we'll commit to studying the Word of God and investing time into the Lord and seeking Him out, the Holy Spirit says He'll call to our remembrance those things that we have learned, those things that we had set under teaching on a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning. He'll call to our remembrance those things we had studied in a Bible study or in a small group or a connect group. He'll call those things to our remembrance. So the Bible so we'll have what the Bible says, a word in due season. And so just like at these family gatherings that you were just at, or maybe at just a work function, or just at Walmart on a random Tuesday, day of the week or something like that, you can pass somebody and they can say, hey, you know what, man, don't you go to church? You're that Christian guy, right? Well, you know, I got a bad doctor's report, and man, can you just pray with me for just a second? Can you do just that? And again, nothing super spiritual. You're not trying to create a three-point sermon, but you know enough to know that, hey, Jesus Christ, He went to He went to the whipping post, and His stripes bore the price. His stripes paid the price for my healing. I know what the Word says in Exodus 15:26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So yeah, you know what? Let me encourage you today. I want to pray with you just for a second. Let me pray with you and encourage you with this Word. And you pray with the person, you encourage the person, and you're not, again, you're not out to just be out on a street corner, you know, preaching a three-part sermon, but you're just being available and being used and using what God has already placed on the inside of you and allowing the Holy Spirit to do His job. And so because you've done your job and you've deposited the Word of God on the inside of you and you've studied the Word of God and you put it down on the inside of you, now you've made yourself available to be used by God. And now when put in those situations, guess what? God can, and if you'll ask Him, He will use you, and you can be effective for the gospel, and you can lead people to Christ, and you can encourage people, and you can change their situations, and you can change their outlook on what the world or the enemy has put in front of them, and all of a sudden they've got a brand new outlook on life, a brand new outlook on who God is, and it's because you made yourself available and you allowed the Holy Spirit to work through you. So fellowship with the Spirit of God, it's such a massive thing. And so commitment to a local church, giving of yourself, and fellowship with the Spirit of God, things we can do every single day as a disciple of Christ. And the fourth and final thing I just talked about is Bible study and prayer. Bible study and prayer. Now, the prayer and fasting portion of the Seek Week, man, that's something that's going to be, you know, again, just that prayer and fasting intensive. And so as awesome as it is and as important as it is to have that corporate prayer time, it's so vital that you have private prayer time as well. And so if the corporate prayer helps to kind of launch your private prayer, man, I encourage it, man, come to every single one of those corporate prayer meetings, or if it's online or if it's in person. And even if it's just for a minute, I know everybody's got busy schedules. I know in the morning you're getting ready, you're getting kids ready. I know if it's lunchtime, right, you're at lunch, you're taking your lunch. But take a minute. Start with a minute. If you've not done it yet, start with a minute and just have a minute of prayer time with the Lord. And then try to make it two, and then try to make it three, and then try to make it, and so on. And build that time where you're talking and communicating to God. And what I would encourage you with this, too, in praying with the Lord is as much time as you talk to God, I would encourage you to have an equal amount of time of listening to God. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to say, hey, Lord, I need guidance, I need vision, I need help. Lord, help me in this area, in that area. And then we just pack up and run out the door and carry on our day. And we never really give God an opportunity to speak and to answer and to help with those things that we're seeking, right? And so let's have some quiet time. And I know that's hard. I know that's super hard if you've got kids or just life in general. But man, I just encourage you, turn off the phone for a few minutes, get quiet, get still, and man, just listen and receive from the Lord. Let Him minister to you. And so that's prayer, Bible study and prayer. And so studying the Word of God, sometimes I remember as a young Christian being in services, and I would hear older gentlemen men and women, really, in the faith, and they talk about, they talk about Bible study. They're like, man, Patrick, I got a killer Bible study. Man, the Lord really was showing me some stuff in my Bible study. And as a young Christian, I'm thinking, oh, that's awesome. What does that mean? Like, I don't know what a Bible study looks like. I know. To me, a Bible study was, I showed up for church, I opened my Bible, and I looked at the scripture the pastor told me to look at, right? And I'm reading that. So let me help you if you've ever been in that situation. Maybe you're in that situation right now. So what I would encourage you to do is a few things. One, if you need just to help launch that Bible study, just like corporate prayer can help launch private prayer time, to help launch that Bible study time, start in the book of Proverbs. Easiest place to start in the Word. There's 31 chapters in it. Today is the fourth. Is that right? Third, whatever. Tomorrow's the fourth. And so tomorrow I'm going to read Proverbs 4. And today I'll read Proverbs 3. And that way I have something to read. And they're not really long chapters, but I've got something to read every day of the month. And when February comes after January, right? And it's a new year. I'm praying and fasting for knowledge, I guess. I don't know. I'm an Alabama fan. I'll be jokes about that too. And so in February, I will have something to study on February 1, starting over in Proverbs, and really throughout the whole year. Every day of the year, I've got something I'm reading. I know I can study. Don't even have to think about it. And I love the book of Proverbs. It's talked about in the Bible as being the book of wisdom. So for a whole year, man, I can ingest the wisdom of the Lord. Second thing I would talk to you about is take notes. Man, I love taking notes. And I hope 2018, if you're not a note taker, man, I hope 2018 is when you become a note taker. And, man, I take notes about what Pastor Brian or Pastor Jesse, they're up here. I'm taking notes the whole time. And I let that be part of my Bible study throughout the week. So Pastor Brian giving a word on Sunday. So he talks about different scriptures. He's giving different points that he's making about those scriptures. And so I'm taking notes on all of that. And that's part of my Bible study now from Sunday to Wednesday. Wednesday night, new message, new sermon, new notes, new Bible study now until that next Sunday. And really couple different things that does. One, it keeps you with a consistent Bible study, keep something fresh, right, for you to study every single week. And then two, it keeps you with having a heart for the house. So Pastor Brian and Pastor Jesse, they're not up here just filling time because it's a social club, right? They're pastors of the Word of God. They're ministers of the gospel. And so they're imparting into us what they feel like, man, God has placed on their heart to impart into us. And so I want to know what God is speaking to them. And so I want to study those things. I want to know those things. I want to seek those things out for myself. And so that can be a part of your Bible study. And then the third thing I would say to help jumpstart that Bible study is technology. Utilize technology. Everybody's got a smartphone. And, utilize, there's apps for everything. Obviously, there are Bible apps. There's one called YouVersion, YOU Version. It's a Bible app. It's free. It's got about any translation that will fit for you to read through. It's got Bible studies that on there that are topical. So if you're going through something, a certain season in life, you can work through that. Find a Bible study that works for you for that. But all of those things, Bible study and prayer, man, it's just so massive for us to do really on a continual basis, a daily basis, as we grow in the Lord. And that's for everybody. That's for the person that maybe got saved tonight. If you've been a Christian day one, or you've been a Christian your whole life, it's something you still need to do every single day. And that's true for all of these things. Commitment to a local church, giving of yourself, being generous, fellowship with the Spirit of God, and making sure Bible study and prayer are all things that we're doing on a daily basis. And I promise you, if you'll do that, we already talked about it, but if you'll do that, man, 2019, January 3rd or 4th, whichever it is, a year from now, in 2019, imagine the testimonies you're going to have. Imagine the breakthroughs you're going to have. Imagine the encouraging words you're going to have for somebody that's in your situation right now. You're going to be a minister of the gospel. You already are. And so let's go further in 2018. Let's impact the world around us. Let's change the world around us. Let's not just be hearers of the word in 2018. Let's be doers of the word. Let's build the kingdom of God together. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. You guys stand to your feet. And we're going to pray as we close this out. And I just encourage you again from now until Sunday, be asking God, be prayerfully considerate of what God would have you be seeking out this year. What are you fasting? What type of fast are you going to do? But what are you fasting for? What are you praying for? And man, I'm believing Seek Week, it's going to set the tone for us personally and for us as a church for the entire year. I'm super excited about it. Let's pray, ask God to move during Seek Week, move in this place. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for what just that vision that you placed in Pastor Brian's heart for Seek Week. And I thank you that it's going to be just that. It's going to be a trendsetter for us individually, for us as families, for us as a church, for us involved in ministries, for our businesses, for our health. I thank you, Lord. It's just going to set the tone for everything in our lives, everything connected in our lives for the entire year. I thank you, Lord, that we would take it serious because you're a serious God. And I thank you, Lord, that we would pursue you with all diligence. And I thank you, Lord, as we do that, we see you begin to move. We see signs. We see wonders. We see miracles. We see reward from heaven. I thank you, Father God, that you just move in such a mighty way. You just blow our expectations away. As lofty as we could place our expectations on you, Father, I thank you, Lord, you just blow those expectations away. And so that we could still go higher and believe higher and believe higher and then receive higher and receive higher and go further and reach more and build the kingdom of God and not be stagnant with our faith, Father. But I thank you, Lord, that we are going to be movers and shakers in this house. I thank you, Lord, it'd be such a tangible thing about us, even an unspoken thing, but the environment changes when we enter the room. It's because you're all over us. It's because your aroma is all over us. And we've been seeking you and we've been in your presence. And now we take you with everywhere that we go. I thank you, Lord. We can't help but to draw attention to ourselves in the spirit realm. And I thank you, Lord, we would be used by you. We would say what you'd want us to say. We would do what you would want us to do. We will go where you want us to go. 2018 is going to be a landmark year for us individually and for us as a church. I thank you, Father, for a mighty, mighty Seek Week. I thank you, Lord, our expectations are growing even now as we receive from you this coming week. Thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to do. Be with us, lead us, and guide us, and help us, we pray, as we leave tonight. We thank you for all these things in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everybody said, amen. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Give somebody a high five, a handshake on the way out. We will see you on Sunday morning. Keep warm out there.